You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, April 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, everybody, here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on a sunshiny day. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well. It seems you're bright and excited on a, I almost said Monday morning. Wow, that shows how awake I am. Monday
well,
afternoon.
Just merrily Monday afternoon. I'm in a good mood. It was a beautiful weekend. Saturday was spectacular. My friend Kristen Soper and I went to the farmer's market here in Dane County, the Dane County Farmer's Market, got some tasty treats, some coffee, walked around. It was packed, let me tell you. There are a lot of people in town for the Midwest Horse Fair. Remember, it's not a horse show, it's a horse fair. They have one of the greatest jingles ever. It's not a horse show, it's a horse fair. The Great Midwest Horse Fair.
I have never heard that before.
You've never heard it?
Not to my knowledge.
Lord, it's fantastic. They run a lot of ads this time of year. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, has been to it a couple times. He was not here this year, but he is other than acting and entertainment, he is a big horseman. So he's been here before. Anyway, lots of people in town in Madison for the Midwest Horse Fair. Other doings going on. I know UW-Madison had one of their big parent days, student days, for prospective incoming students. So a lot of people in town. It was packed. It was beautiful weather. And so I got outside, did a little bit of that. I was out on my deck, kind of cleaning the deck, getting it ready for warmer weather. Got a lot done this weekend. I feel better for having done it. How about yourself?
I did not get a lot done this weekend. I have been the last several weekends just kind of relaxing and chilling out, walking around outside a little bit, but just kind of staying home mostly. And I am okay with that.
That's okay.
It's been nice.
Sometimes you need to chill out a little bit. Today, coming up on the show, big show today. In about 10 minutes, we're going to check in with our friend and the political editor of Civic Media, the founder of the Recombobulation Area. Because when I think of Milwaukee, there is nobody more so that I think of Milwaukee than Dan Schaefer. Of course, he has the Recombobulation Area. It is 414 day today.
Sure is.
414, because April's the fourth month, the 14th. That makes 414 on the calendar.
Unless you're European, then it's 144.
Let's not go there. We're not going to go there. We're not European. What are you doing outside? European. Anyway, so Dan Schaefer will be here at 20 minutes, and he's going to talk about 414 Day, a little bit about all the great things that make Milwaukee great. And of course, there is a sale going on, because if you've waited to recombobulate, there is no better time to recombobulate than today. Dan will be in and tell you why and how you can save some money on one of, if not the best source of political information in the state of Wisconsin. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Coming up in What's Worse today, hour number two, a bathroom addition, gas stations or fast food bathrooms. It's a great question, I think. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And also in hour number two, Aaron Zommers will be helping me show you how easy it is, as long as you have a 20-something-year-old. No. It's just how our TVs are set up here. We are going to show you, we are going to demonstrate in real time how easy it is to watch just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, which I'm holding up here on the live stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the like. I have the DVD. Very, very easy for Todd. But it's equally as easy now. You can stream it for free. It launched on Friday on Roku and the Roku channel. Is that like a poem? That's haiku.
Yes. Not the same.
No.
Spoiler alert, it's very easy.
It's very easy. And so we're gonna show you in hour number two how to do that. And the fact that it's free, I think, is really great. So anyway, I think it did very well over the weekend, the first weekend of release, and talking a little bit about that in hour number two as well. And, of course, lots of news to get to in terms of what's going on with the tariffs as they continue, the Trump tariffs. And Donald Trump changed his mind over the weekend in terms of who should be deported. Oh, probably not the people who do all the hard work. So we'll have him in his own words on that as well. I know Jane and Greg on the great program that precedes us, Matt Nair on air, they were talking a lot about what's going on in terms of deportations. Nayib Bukele, president of El Salvador, is in town at the White House. Breaking news here in the last half hour or so. Bukele says, nope, not going to return. I can't return the guy that you said, the innocent guy that Trump, his own administration, admitted was a mistake. And by the way, as we said on Friday, the Trump administration fired the person who in court admitted it was a mistake. And now, nope, can't get the guy back. And they're both, Trump and Bukele are in the White House today. Supreme Court, of course, 9-0 over the weekend or on Friday, ruled that Trump has to make a plan to get him back. So, you know, there's a constitutional crisis. Other than that, it was a quiet weekend.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Right. Oh, thank you for that. This is serious, by the way. Not a joke. I'm not joking around. Today is the anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
I did not realize that when I said that.
No, no, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I didn't know it. I came across it today, and I found, or I didn't find, they had posted Lincoln's last letter that he wrote on the afternoon prior to his death. Timely, timely indeed. So don't let me forget. It's short, just a couple of sentences. So we'll read that to you as well. But first, the big news of the day. And you know, if you know me, I'm a big Gayle King fan at CBS. So today is the first ever all-female crew that has entered space. It happened once before when there was a singular woman, but the first time there had ever been multiple women, an all-female crew in space. Of course, the space tourism company Blue Origin launched this morning. I watched it on live television. Six women, including CBS's Gayle King and Katy Perry, the great singer, into space. Into their, you know, they spend like 3 minutes weightlessness or whatever up actually in space. They went 62 miles up, crossing the Kármán line. I'm not talking about Kármán, San Diego. It's a line where basically that's when you go into zero gravity. So they got to float around. The boundary between the atmosphere and the beginning of space. That's the Kármán line, all right? The three parachutes enabled the crew of the capsule to make a soft landing in a West Texas desert. And it was remarkable because the main booster rocket, it goes up, the capsule that has the astronauts in it separates. Then the actual booster comes back to Earth, and it has rockets on it to help it guide it back down. And it landed right on its rear end, the rocket.
Very cool that that's working
right
now.
Right back where it started. So no parachutes, no splashdown. It just guides itself right back down to the launch site. And then when the capsule that carried the astronauts, when they came down, parachutes came out and it floats, and I think it hits Earth at like 1 or 2 miles per hour, and they have seats in there that absorb all the shock.
So they're fine.
So they're fine. So if you're a celebrity, Blue Origin may give you a ride for free. Do you think they would launch me into space for free?
No.
I would go.
I think.
And believe me, a lot of people like to see me go and not come back.
I think we're a little below their their tier.
I'm afraid so. The rest of us, you got to pay six figures for a ticket into space, but they say it may come down.
Surprised it's not more, honestly.
Right. But anyway, so I'm watching this, and it was really cool that these all women got to go do it. They weren't all entertainment people. A couple of them were scientists, and so I watched it, and they carried it, you know, usually in the central time zone, CBS This Morning is an hour delay because it starts at 7 a.m. Eastern, which is 6 here. And so you have local programming here in Wisconsin on your CBS affiliates, and then they start it an hour behind at 7 o'clock our time. And so to carry all this live, 7 o'clock hit, and you went live to CBS Mornings via the feed, and it was live. So they were out already in their second hour, all right? And then they extended it nationally to include this launch and then the return. And then you had the women coming out of the Capitol. The first woman comes out. I forget who it was. Second woman comes out. And they're interviewing them as they come out. Very dramatic. Then Gail King comes out to thunderous applause. Oprah's there. And Gail comes out with a huge smile on her face as she gets down on her hands and knees and kisses the earth. And she looks up and she says, all right, I just got to tell you something. And she says that, and it cuts away, and it says, da-da-da-da-da-da, Channel 3 update. And they went to a pre-recorded local update and a couple of commercials, and that was it. And I'm like, and look, Channel 3 is a great station. We've had people from their staff on our show. I watch it all the time. They do a great job by and large. And look, we're not perfect here, certainly. We've made our own mistakes. But I thought, holy mackerel.
That is unfortunate.
You promo this for 3 weeks, and it's all about Gail King going to space. And she comes out of the capsule. The moment we all want to hear live from Gail King about her experience, boom. They cut away to the, and they don't carry it.
Well, I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I went to the Blue Origin thing channel, whatever you want to call it,
on their stream
on X on their stream, and they carried it live, and so I got to see Gail being interviewed, and she said it really because she doesn't like to fly even an airplane.
Oh boy!
So she was facing her fears, and it was super cool. And Katy Perry, I guess when they were up, she didn't want to sing prior, and then when they got up there. She sang a couple of bars of It's a Wonderful World. So Katy Perry, then going to advocate for women in space, women in science. So all that's pretty cool. And also the Masters. We'll come back later and talk about the Masters. Rory McIlroy wins the Grand Slam for the first time ever for him. The only other person to do it in modern times, Tiger Woods. So he wins the Masters in a sudden death playoff. It was one of the most dramatic endings to a Masters I'd seen in some time. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But when we come back, our old friend Dan Schaefer, the senior managing political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation, comes in, talks about 414. It's going to be exciting. Stick around. It's the All Ball Show in Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the Recombobulation area.
No better day to play that open and to have our next guest than today. April 14th, 2025, 21 now past hour of 12 noon on the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Glad to have you along. He is the editor, the political editor here at Civic Media and the founder of the Recombobulation area. For my money, nobody exudes Milwaukee more than our very own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. I love Milwaukee Day, and so happy Milwaukee Day.
Happy Milwaukee.
To you fine folks at the Todd Alba Show.
It's great. Thank you. I knew it was kind of short notice, and I thought, well, he's a busy guy. He's doing a lot of stuff, but you were so kind as to say, hey, I'll pop on. Tell folks that might be from other parts of the state what 414 Day is and what it means to people in Southwest or Southeast Wisconsin.
Well, Milwaukee Day is a made-up holiday.
Yes, my favorite kind.
Exactly. This holiday was born in 2010 as a half-joking idea between a group of friends, Andy Silverman, Brent Godey, and Tim Gable. And they started this as just recognizing, hey, 414 is Milwaukee's area code. The date here, April 14th, 414. Why don't we use this as a reason to celebrate our wonderful city? And it has grown substantially in the years since. And now it is kind of its own holiday. And we have, being based in Milwaukee at the Recombobulation area, we have been celebrating this holiday with a sale of our own, 41.4% off all subscriptions to celebrate the 414. So we're really, it's 414 everything today. Here at the Recombobulation area, the city that we call home, the glorious city of Milwaukee.
41.4% off of a Recombobulation area subscription. You can't beat it with a stick. I mean, that's a deal right there.
That's a deal. It's basically $20 off a full year subscription. So it's net. It's our biggest sale of the year. And we're also doing a couple little giveaways as part of that as well. So if you subscribe today, you will first be eligible for a free drink at a upcoming subscriber appreciation happy hour that we are having at Third Space Brewing on May 14th. To just kind of give a shout out to all of our wonderful subscribers that make this publication possible. We're getting together, sharing a couple drinks and some good times. Just coming up in a couple weeks here. And then also, thanks to our friends at Civic Media, we're giving away some Brewers tickets. I know you've got some Brewer fans here at the Todd Alba Show. Absolutely. So we're going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers for an upcoming game. And then we also have some passes to see a film at the upcoming Milwaukee Film Festival, which starts in just about a week and a half here as well. Civic Media and the Recombobulation area are partnering with the Milwaukee Film Festival this year, and we've got some passes to give away as part of that as well. So never a better opportunity to subscribe and support the local independent journalism that we produce at the Recombobulation area. And also, you know, get yourself a drink, maybe go see a baseball game, maybe go see a movie, and really live it up in Milwaukee.
Now, we have a lot of fun with the name, the Recombobulation area, because I love it, number one. But tell people just a little bit. I mean, obviously, the name is based on this kind of area in Milwaukee's airport, General Mitchell Field, where you can kind of put yourself together after going through the TSA line. But tell folks what they actually get when they subscribe, Dan, because I was using this long before you joined Civic Media to put together our election night stuff, because literally there is no other place that I'm aware of in Wisconsin that on election night or election time looks at every single legislative race, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's right. Yeah, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature. So that has been, you know, very much a staple of what we do. But, you know, we've joined Civic Media last year, and through this agreement, we've been able to bring on some additional contributors. And so the more you subscribe, the more that we're going to be able to do, the more we're going to be able to, you know, we have Emily Cephos and Emily Mills and Angela Lang and Phil Rocco and Todd Alba, who has graced the pages of the Civic Media newsletter. And so, you know, it's independent reporting, it's commentary, it's voices from different people from all over the state. Last week we had Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich write a guest column for us. So, you know, we need more independent media in Wisconsin, and Civic Media and the Recombobulation area, proud to be part of the growth of that. And subscribing today is going to allow us to do more. And, you know, like today, like I mentioned earlier, it'll get a couple little different bells and whistles for you to enjoy as a subscriber as well.
And look, I tell people, you know, I went to broadcasting school at UW-Platteville. I majored in journalism and communication and broadcasting. I don't, for this purposes of my show, I don't necessarily call myself a quote-unquote journalist. I'm here to give news, commentary, and analysis. You, Dan Schaefer, were and are a journalist. You work for great publications like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You bring a true journalist mind to these stories as they affect Wisconsin, and that's a huge advantage, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, not the Journal Sentinel. I worked for a lot of different publications.
Oh, really? I thought you did.
I worked for Milwaukee Business Journal and Milwaukee Magazine and Biz Times Milwaukee. But it was
thus
not,
proving that Todd is not a journalist.
I'm a live fact checking you here on the air. But but yeah, it's, you know, we have we've been honored by the Milwaukee Press Club now 19 times over the past 5 years for our work in journalism, including 6 awards for our work in 2024, the highest number we've had in any single year. So we're continuing to do more and more every year, and we've been a reader-powered, subscriber-powered media outlet, which means we're not reliant on dark money or crazy ads or anything like that. It's just we are powered by the people who read this publication, and we're pretty proud of that.
30 seconds left, Dan Schaefer. Give people the pitch one more time with this sale and how they could get a hold of it.
Biggest sale of the year, 41.4% off all subscriptions, $50 value for just $30 today. Go to the recombobulationarea.news, find me on social media, and we'll get you the deal.
Come on down to the recombobulation area. Dan Schaefer will treat you right.
Absolutely. In these discombobulating times, we all need a little recombobulation.
Yes, that's what I wanted before we ended the segment. That's exactly what I wanted. They are discombobulating times, but in all seriousness, folks, do yourself a favor. Subscribe to the recombobulation area. Do it today at 41.4% off. You won't be sorry, and you'll be more informed when you're talking to your friends. Dan Schaefer, thanks for recombobulating us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Be well.
Be well.
Happy Milwaukee Day.
Happy Milwaukee Day, everybody. Come on back. Right now, a Farm and News update with Pam Yonke and her staff on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here on a Monday. It is Milwaukee Day, April 14th, 2025, 414 Day. There you go. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer for coming on the show today. Great guy. Somebody that I've really enjoyed getting to know at my time here at Civic. And again, nobody is better in tune with politics of Wisconsin than Dan Schaefer and the great folks over at the recombobulation area, which, of course, now is a part of Civic Media. So do yourself a favor, save some dinero, and get on over to the recombobulation area and get 41.4% off today. That is a deal at any price. Little breaking news for you at 35 minutes past the hour of 12 noon here in Madison, according to Channel 3000, local CBS affiliate here in Madison. Maribeth Witzel Bale has resigned as City of Madison clerk, according to city officials this afternoon. Witzel Bale has served in the role since 2006 and administered over 60 elections during her tenure. However, it was one of her final elections in charge that garnered the scrutiny of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in the city during the November 2024 general election, an error that the WEC said may have been caused by serious issues in Madison's elections process, including poor communication between Witzel Bale and the commission. The city placed Witzel Bale on administrative leave back in March, weeks before the April general election, while the WEC investigated the uncounted ballots. That investigation is ongoing. City Attorney Michael Haas, who took over as the acting clerk after Witzel Bale was placed on leave, will continue in that role. A national search will be conducted to find a permanent replacement. Again, via Channel 3000, Madison clerk resigns months after 200 or so ballots went uncounted. I think it's important to note as well that despite that error, they went back and checked all those ballots and applied them to the results, and it was found that there would have been no different outcomes in any of the races in which those ballots affected. Civic Media will continue to follow this and bring you more and breaking news when it becomes available. All right, 37 minutes past 12 noon. Want to go to an update on these tariffs. This is interesting. Over the weekend, the Trump tariffs continue, especially for China. And now they're down to 10% for most countries, but China has hiked way up. And so Trump's in this standoff with Xi of China. Well, the Chinese are not messing around here. And over the weekend, China 24, Channel 24, I believe it is. And of course, the media in China is all run by the state. And so they released this story, and it has now has English, the English version of it. But they released this, and this is real, where they went into factories in China and showed us exactly what they're making. And I'll set this up a little bit because obviously you're just going to hear the audio of this. But what they did is they went in and found Chinese factories. So if you drive through Wisconsin and you see all of the Trump Make America Great Again flags, predominantly blue and white with some red, or the Let's Go Brandon flags, or the even more vulgar just F Biden or whatever flags, all that's made, as it turns out, in China. China, boy, that's really making America great again. So here now the Chinese are like, hey, America, hey, Trump, you want to see what we're really producing? Here it is. Roll it.
There's little evidence of a trade war at the Jiahao Flag Company in Anhui Province. Workers bustle and sewing machines hum. A current hot seller, blue and white banners declaring the centerpiece of Trump's re-election campaign.
What I'm making here now is the Trump banner. I know that he's the U.S. president. Every day we must produce over 1,000 of this. We already made so many batches of them.
The banners highlight a paradox in China-U.S. relations under the current Trump administration. At about $1 a piece, even the suppliers to the Trump campaign can't resist the low price. The factory also made banners for his 2016 campaign and said its business has been great since then.
Buy American and hire American.
Trump has long railed against Chinese imports and launched a controversial trade strategy this year to punish Beijing. Yet his move is merely making America more expensive. The U.S. Department of Commerce said flax and other textile products will be subject to a 10% levy. One seller said that would be enough to double the price of a Make America Great Again hat to $20 a pop. And his hardline stance towards China could eventually repel suppliers like the Jiahao Flag Company.
Personally, this is my own feeling, but if he continues to demand tariff increases as he has been doing, I definitely would not be able to accept more orders. That's because everyone can have a patriotic heart, so we won't let him improve his own economy, while us Chinese just shoot ourselves in the foot. I know that Trump's tariffs targeting China will have some effect, but we're not worried at all since we're producing foreign flags every single day.
If Trump's midterm election rallies have no flags to fly, there's only one man to blame. Sun Tianyuan, CGTN.
There you go. There you go. And again, we have a wise guy on YouTube saying, you know, you're believing Chinese propaganda. Look, yes, it came from China. But Zomers, if you can find it while I talk, dial up the Letterman piece again. We'll play that when Trump was called by Letterman on his own merchandise. So, and also,
the stuff has labels that says made in China.
Right, that's my point. I'm just going to say,
this is just factual.
Right, take a look at the. I don't have one, but for those in the MAGA world, take a look at your Trump Make America Great Again flag. Look at the tag on the side. See where it's made. It ain't made in America. It ain't made in the USA. So this stuff is real. Certainly the way it was written and all that, I'm just pro-China. But the footage is real. And again, the proof is, look at the MAGA stuff. And if you don't believe that, which I get, fine. You say, well, it comes from China, Todd. What do you expect? All right, fine, fair. Let's hear from the Trumpster himself. Back when he was on, we're going to play this again because I think we have to be reminded of this. That Donald Trump does not even practice or believe what he says. Here's Trump on Letterman.
I have nothing against China. I just hate that their leaders are so much smarter than our leaders. 2016, we will not be the world leader anymore. We have been always. But in 2016, China becomes the great economic leader.
Even if Mitt Romney is elected, he says that
maybe he can turn it around.
Well, do you think he could turn it around?
I think we can.
Do you think Mitt Romney can turn it around?
Here we go. I think he can.
That's a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
These were made, I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great. It's ties, shirts, cufflinks, everything sold at Macy's, and they're doing great. Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
Number one selling tie anywhere in the world. You wouldn't wear that shirt?
We also have them in white and beautiful white.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties made? These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
And Trump just kind of nods his head like, well, you got me.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know what, David, in all fairness, I've been very open about that, and not all of them, by the way, but I've been very open about that. Are you okay?
Right. I know.
The chair was made in China.
The chair was made in China. See, it's all a ruse, you guys. It's all a scam. Trump doesn't believe in making things in America any more than a lot of these big companies do. But it's great politics because people want to vote for that. And yes, I buy local when I can. I think that more things should be made in China. I think limited tariffs that are planned well in advance can have an effect. But this meat cutter approach, taking a cleaver to the American economy and criticizing people for making things offshore and then having Trump's own clothing line made in China, that tells you everything you need to know about this guy. That's just the bottom line. He's a dishonest person. He's a salesman. And he's a showman. He is not an economist. So anyway, just a good reminder as we hear more about these Trump tariffs and whatnot, what he believes in doing. Speaking of talking out of both sides of your mouth, again, more deportations going on over this weekend. But Donald Trump, somebody whispered in his ear and said, yeah, Mr. Trump, you will not have anybody left at Mar-a-Lago if you keep deporting people. And somebody has figured this out and said, wait a minute. If we keep going after people, even those with legal status, just based on spite and the color of their skin, because what we heard so much from MAGA, from people in Washington, from Trump himself, people from other countries are here taking your jobs. And there's those of us who grew up in rural Wisconsin that said, ain't a whole lot of white kids from local high schools going to go out and pick cabbage anymore. Even clean the barn in the dairy industry. Have you visited Wisconsin Dells lately? All the J-1 visas of people who are cleaning your rooms, who are waiting on you? Well, Donald Trump over the weekend, flying around. He went to a UFC fight, by the way. millions of dollars for the president to attend a UFC fight. Anyway, here's Trump on Air Force One talking about changing his mind on certain people when it comes to deportations.
We're also going to work with farmers that if they have strong recommendations for their farms for certain people, we're going to let them stay in for a while and work with the farmers and then come back and go through a process, a legal process. But we have to take care of our farmers and hotels and, you know, various places where they need the people. And we're going to be working with you very carefully on that. So a farmer will come in with a letter concerning certain people saying they're great, they're working hard. We're going to slow it down a little bit for them. And then we're going to ultimately bring them back. They'll go out. They're going to come back as legal workers.
Lots to unpack there. Number one, so he singles out agricultural workers and those in the service industry, right? And what he's admitting there is no one is taking American jobs away, all right? There are lots of industries where you cannot hire, quote-unquote, traditional Americans to do these jobs. Immigrants are the ones that are filling it and doing it very well, by the way. Number two, this whole idea that, we're gonna pause it, we're going to slow it down, and then we're going to give them away to go out and come back in. As someone who handled immigration issues for a United States congressman for almost 5 years, pretty well versed in our immigration system, I can tell you it is not nearly that easy. That usually, under the way it is now, if you are here in an expired status, let's say you came here illegally on whatever visa and it expired. And remember this, many folks, it wasn't even their fault because they applied for renewal before their expiration date. And because Republicans and Democrats don't properly fund the INS system to where you have staffing levels that can handle all this, it takes so long even for a renewal that during that time, your visa becomes expired. And therefore, you're deemed by some, quote unquote, illegal. So if that happens and you're sent back to your country, the amount of time and paperwork it takes to re-enter legally again can literally take years. And I'm talking between 4 and 8 and 10 years to get back here. So that's just complete horse crap. It's not even a realistic way to do it. Tom and Jackson on WMDX says, Todd, did you say you want more things made in China? Did I say that, Somers?
I don't believe so.
That's not what I'm, what I said was I would love to see more things made here in the United States. I buy local when I can. And I do believe in select tariffs that are well planned in advance. What I don't support is the Musk-Trump approach of taking a meat cutter with no planning and then collapsing the economy. Not the right way to do it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Come on back. Take your phone calls. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Think of our own slogan. That'd be good, Todd. Thank you very much. 51 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 9 before the hour, 1 o'clock, April 14th, 2025. It is Happy Milwaukee Day. Happy Milwaukee Day. That's fantastic for all those celebrating out there today. And remember, you get 41.4% off of the recombobulation area. Go to the recombobulationarea.news, right, Somers?
www.therecombobulationarea.news, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, you have to put all of that in there. Thank you very much. And then get 41.4% off. It's absolutely fantastic. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to have you call in and see what do you think Donald Trump kind of walking things back, whether it is on the tariffs and also on this, on these deportations. I just find it fascinating that the rhetoric comes out and then somebody, and maybe he knows some of this stuff. Well, yeah, there are no immigrants taking American jobs away from people in the ag industry or in the service industry.
Todd, you just don't understand. It's the art of the deal.
Right. Yeah, right. The art of the deal. Which, by the way, the ghost author, came out a few years ago and said that Trump basically never wrote that. That was this ghost.
Color me shocked.
I know.
Right? That he didn't write a book.
Right. 855-752-4842. Let's go to WCFW, the tap up a beautiful Eau Claire in Chippewa Valley. Gene, thanks for calling in. Gene, what say you?
I say great show as usual. You know, that guy, I hate to say this, but he does really, truly make me nauseated. You know, I think of all them little kids, that he ripped away from their parents and stuck them in, and it was cages. And, now we got those people down there with the dog slayer, puppy slayer, and standing in front of there posing these poor men, right. Hardly clothed, in these jail cells. And then, they really love to show how wicked they are and how nasty they can be. And it makes me sick because it's like, man, that don't make me proud of America. That makes me really sickened. And I hope people are feeling the same way because this is unbelievable, Todd. I never thought I'd see it in our country. And the way they're treating people is just disgusting. And you know what? I hope that they get what they give pretty soon in the future. Maybe Trump will someday have to be in a cell with a non-golden toilet. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Off the text line on WXCO, DJ in Wausau asks a question. Todd, did you get a chance to hear Bill Maher's report on his visit with Trump at the White House? If so, what did you make of it? DJ in the Shaw. I'm sorry, in the Saw. I was messing up. Pardon me, in the Saw. This is a great question, DJ. I plan on talking about it more. I'm going to try to on Wednesday when Trigvi Olsen, our friend, is going to be here. I texted him when this first came out a couple, 3 days ago, and I've not heard back from him. He's a busy guy. For those of you who might not know, Bill Maher, longtime comedian, has his show on HBO. And, you know, liberal guy. And took a dinner with Trump here over the weekend. And then went back on his show and told about this dinner. And I debated whether I even wanted to play any of this for you. And at least for the time being, I just said, I'm not really feeling it. Because he says, look, you can be mad at me if you want. Here's one guy's 2.5 hours of Trump and claimed that Trump was not crazy, or he didn't see that person. He was calm. He laughed. He was self-deprecating. And Maher just said, basically, hey, you know, I wish that guy was the guy we'd see in public. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, is this really an insight? And what I've kind of come down to, and this is why I'm interested on Trigvi, a guy who's actually fought authoritarians in Eastern Europe, where I've come down at is this was calculated, in my opinion, by Trump, and it basically got Bill Maher to go on his national show on HBO and give him some kind of credence, and it keeps his name back in the press, and I think it helps both of them. It helps Maher's ratings, and it helps Trump. So I've kind of come down on, look, these are two show business guys who are helping each other out. That's kind of where I'm at. I just don't believe that Trump is some docile creature that does all this for show. Because if that was the case, then that means he would have some sort of empathy and he would know when he's gone too far, which is rarely the case unless it serves him. Because his numbers have gone down, Trump's over the weekend, dramatically, his approval on the economy specifically. That's why I believe that he rolled back or paused his word, some of these tariffs. It's hurting him. So he really only cares when it hurts him. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX. Matt, thanks for calling. About a minute here. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I just want to remind you that I lived in Texas 10 years, and I saw it firsthand, the hypocrisy of conservatives. Went to spend a day with a businessman who picked up illegals right off the street, paid him $100 to work on his property as he complained about unions, blah, blah, blah. But in the trades and stuff, you do see a lot of low wage. Maybe sometimes they're illegal, maybe they're not, but they are taking people's jobs. But maybe there's not enough people of, you know, white skinned color that are doing those jobs. But you get that impression when you live down there and you see it a lot, whether or not it's right or wrong. I just want to point that out.
I appreciate the perspective, Matt. Thank you very much. A friend of mine runs a pretty big company down in Texas, and I know people in his industry that have field workers and this kind of thing are prematurely basically laying people off because they're afraid whether right or wrong these deportations are going to happen. Great hour. Come on back. We'll do a What's Worse, your phone calls as well. And maybe we'll even talk a little cheese. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.